Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show. This is your host, Yana Durrell, and today we are going to be talking about manifesting, one of my favorite topics, and the secret to up-leveling your manifestation mojo. Now, for those of you that are calling in for the very first time, welcome to the show. This is a show all about helping you connect to your intuition, to help you trust yourself and love yourself. And we talk about angels on the show, we talk about manifesting, we talk about the law of attraction, and you can ask me any question you want regarding your life, relationships, business, career, life purpose, spirituality. The floor is open. The number to call if you'd like to get a reading is 657-383-1696. And if you would like to raise your hand and get in the queue, all you have to do is press 1. So let's go ahead and begin. I like to start my shows with a little bit of grounding. So I don't know where you've been today, whether you're listening live or on the rebroadcast. So I'm going to invite everybody to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. Letting out anything that's bothering you, any worries, any doubts that you have. Just allowing yourself to come into the here and now. Beautiful. One more. And exhale. What is your intention for tonight's show? It may be to just learn something new. It may be to refine your manifesting skills or something else. I'm just going to invite you to write that down. Beautiful. So the name of today's show is The Secret to Upleveling Your Manifestation Mojo. And the background of why I chose this topic is there is a small but unmistakably powerful difference between those people who create great success in their life and those who create kind of mediocre results. And so tonight I'm going to be sharing the spiritual nugget that you can start implementing right now in your life to help you move into the first category, becoming a great manifester. So the first tip that I have for you is looking at how you've been manifesting before. How many of you in the past have, you know, thought about something that you wanted, maybe even written it down, and, you know, it showed up? If you look back at the process that you probably weren't conscious to and that happened, right, first you had to get an awareness of what you wanted. So the first tip is know what you want. And the second tip is to write it down and declare it out loud. So if you want a beautiful, I don't know, let's make this up, a beautiful Louis Vuitton purse, get really clear on that. Write it down, say it out loud, and notice what emotions come up around it. Is it a feeling of pride? Is it a feeling of luxury for you? Do you feel taken care of? Do you feel elevated? Do you feel, you know, wealthy? What is the underlying emotion? And what most people don't do when they're learning how to manifest is really get to the root of the feeling, right? Get to the root of why you want something. Why do you want that car? Why do you want that job? Or why do you want that speaking gig if you're in business for yourself? And it's okay if, you know, if you step back and look at it, you know what, I just really want to be recognized. I want to be acknowledged, or I want to feel successful. The little nugget, the secret, right, is to get clear on that feeling and to start replicating it in your life right now. What I mean by that is if you really want this Louis Vuitton purse and the feeling that it creates for you when you think of having it is a feeling of luxury, right? Luxury, you know, is one of your manifesting magic words, okay? And so then the question becomes, even though you don't have the Louis Vuitton purse right this second, how can you create that feeling of luxury in your life with what's showing up right now? So maybe it's that you take a longer than normal bubble bath in the evening, and that makes you feel luxurious. Or maybe you get chocolate from the good aisle of the grocery store instead of, you know, getting the crappy candy. And it doesn't even have to require anything that you purchase. Maybe the way you think. How can you think luxurious thoughts? This is where your creative energy comes into play. Master manifestors know that if you take responsibility for the feeling that you want to create with a certain object or a certain desire, it's way more likely to come to you in whatever form it wants to. So maybe somebody gifts you a Louis Vuitton purse. Or maybe you see an ad for a Louis Vuitton purse and you get that funny, you know, fabulous, luxurious feeling in your belly. And you're one step closer to manifesting it because it's continuously creating imprints in your subconscious mind that you deserve to have that. But if you're already feeling luxurious, then you don't necessarily, right, need the purse. You just simply want the purse, and you become a magnet to the things that you want, not the things that you need. Also, this, another tip that I want to give you, so that one's the first one, is to declare it, and then second, to get really clear on the feeling that that thing is going to give you, and then finally, to find one way to cultivate it in your life right now. Another secret that I can offer you to manifestation has to do with acting before you have all of the circumstances in place. So I'll give you a really quick example. I was thinking about going to an event a while back, and I wasn't sure if the timing was right or any of that, but I felt every cell in my body just light up when I looked at the event page. And then shortly after, just observing myself, I noticed my logical mind and fears, human fears, creeping in. How much would airfare be? You know, was it on a weekend that I could get away? You know, should I be doing more important things with that money? Should I be saving? Should I be investing in something else? How do I know this is going to, you know, guarantee the result that I'm looking for? And all of these things. When my first initial feeling was, yes, I know I'm supposed to be there. But what I had to do, right, I had to let those fears and those worries come up. I had to acknowledge them and say, you know what, I'm hesitating because I need to check my calendar and see if I can actually go, right? And so I wrote those down and I said them out loud. And what the last thing you want to do when you're trying to manifest and you get close to what you want or you feel your desire and it's scary, is just give your mind, give your ego, your fears, a voice, a place. What are they trying to say? If you didn't have to justify them or defend against them, what would that be? And so, you know, then I went to go ahead and pay for the event, and the credit card said it wouldn't work. And of course, that triggered all fears around money and worthiness and, you know, how could the card be declined and all sorts of crazy stories I was telling myself. And then when I took a deep breath and just acknowledged, wow, I'm afraid that, you know, I am not worth this event. Suddenly, my logical mind calmed down and my intuitive manifesting voice kicked in and said, why don't you look carefully at the card? And it turns out I was using the wrong card and I put in the wrong address, and that's why it was declined. But my logical mind was making up all these crazy, mean stories and thoughts about why I wasn't good enough to go. And so, laughing to myself, I booked the ticket. This is before I had my airfare, before I booked my hotel. I just stood in what I wanted, which was to go to the event. And literally within a few minutes, I was guided to check an old email account. I rarely check. And in there was a message, actually two messages, from somebody who really, really wanted to work with me and hadn't been able to get a hold of me because they didn't have my current email. And, you know, the amount that I was worried about or stressing out about and telling myself all kinds of stories was the same amount as the service that this person wanted. So if I hadn't calmed my logical mind down, I would have never followed that feeling to check that other email account and to provide value to this person who was trying to get in touch with me. So I share that story with you because it's so easy to stop yourself, to be in that space of resistance to what you want and what you're trying to manifest because of fear, because your current circumstances maybe show you that what you want is out of reach. And what it requires you to do and what separates the, you know, the great manifestors from the crappy ones is acting before you're ready, right? Showing a demonstration to the universe that you're serious about what you want. For me, that was actually, you know, paying for the event. Even though I didn't know about airfare, you know, if I wanted to, you know, take that time away and all these little details. The details would get sorted out once I surrendered to what I really wanted. So let me ask you this, for those of you that are listening right now, what is something that you really want that you have been procrastinating on? Maybe you've already gotten divine guidance to make a call or to ask somebody for support, or to put yourself out there more with your gifts. Maybe it's to let go of something that you've been avoiding. What do you already know that you really want that you're not acknowledging? Okay, so here's going to be the uncomfortable but teachable moment. I want you to write down one thought that comes up about why you haven't taken action or asked for what it is that you want. This is our kind of crappy thoughts, I call them. But they're really important to see because they're getting in the way of you manifesting at a high level. Maybe it is, I'm afraid so-and-so won't like me. I'm afraid I won't be able to keep up. Whatever it is, write it down. Just one crappy thought that's coming up. Without judging yourself for it. Okay, everybody have theirs? What comes up for you when you look at that? I know for myself, when I acknowledged that I was really afraid I wasn't worth this event that I wanted to go to, it made me cry. Like, I felt really bad. I felt ashamed. And then I felt embarrassed about feeling ashamed. And it was this vicious cycle, but I just stayed with it until I was able to see through the haze and say, you know what? Maybe there's something else I'm not seeing. So my invitation to you tonight to uplevel your manifesting mojo is to really work on acknowledging the fears that are behind the things that you say you want, because that's what's in your way. It's not that you know, the universe isn't listening to you, especially if you've gotten clear on what it is. And it's not that you're not acknowledging what you want, because, you know, I asked you to write it down. Hopefully you did that. It's the subconscious fears and beliefs and thoughts that you're telling yourself around either, you know, what's going to be true if you actually get it, or why you're not taking action in the way that you know you could. So we're going to do a little meditation a little later on in the show. But for now, I want to pull a card for all of you who are committed to up-leveling your manifestation energy. And let's look at what either could be stopping you or what the fairies, I'm going to use my fairy deck tonight, have to share with you about that. For those of you that are curious, I'm using Healing with the Fairies Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue, one of my faves. All right, well, this is beautiful. So the card that I pulled is Vacation. How beautiful is that? So it's this fairy who kind of has wings like a monarch butterfly, and behind her is this huge red parrot. And, you know, when I teach my students how to interpret and read oracle cards, I have them look at the pictures because their subconscious connects to the pictures more than the words. And so the message that comes for all of you tonight is be mindful of your thoughts and your words, right? That's the parrot that's talking and listening to your every consistent story. So check in with yourself. Is the story that you're telling yourself right now one that you'd be proud to share if the parrot was telling it? Or would you change the way that you're talking about it? Sometimes all that's required is just a simple tweak in your perspective in the words that you're choosing to use. The other message that comes here is, you know, freedom. You can free yourself, kind of how you feel when you go on vacation, by really looking at what it is that you want and trusting that there's freedom in your choice. You wouldn't have these desires if the possibility for them to come true didn't exist as well. It just doesn't make sense, right? So know that whatever you want really wants you to. And take comfort in that. And know that you can manifest a little bit, or you can manifest a lot, or you can manifest a whole lot. And the choice is really up to you. What level you want to push yourself to. Well, the other thing I noticed in this card is all of the color red. The color red is all about the chakra, which is connected to the themes in our life of security, of having enough, of feeling enough, of worthiness. And so for all of you listening, you know, one of the beliefs that you may look at, or one of the crappy thoughts, may be connected to those themes. And you may have to start telling yourself a different story around worth, around valuing yourself. And the fairies say go on vacation. For those of you that are thinking of going on a vacation but haven't, or you've been putting it off because you should be doing something quote-unquote more productive with your time, or you don't have the money to go, or you know, so-and-so is going to need your attention. Step into what you want. Say yes to what you want. And if what you want is a vacation, say yes to it first, and then watch as the events unfold to support you. Oftentimes we wait, again, until all circumstances align, and most of the time it never happens. And then you never go on the vacation, and then it just becomes this pipe dream in your subconscious. And all we do is create more snowball energy towards the fact that we can't have what we really, really want. So we should just settle for just enough. And life is not about just enough. My whole mission is helping you feel and live like you're having a five-star experience, this really elevated, connected, loving space for your life, high-quality relationships, all the money that you want, you know, as much energy as you can muster, and so much love that it's just spilling out of your pores and you don't know what to do with it, and you're also so open to receiving it back. So with that, I want to end tonight's show with a meditation. And this is going to be an activator. And what I mean by that is, for those of you that want to participate fully, I'm going to add some Reiki energy. And if you've never heard of Reiki, it is a phenomenal Japanese hands-on healing technique that I am certified. I'm a certified Reiki master. And I'm going to be sending it to all of you who want to really boost your manifesting mojo. And it's going to just take place through subtle energy, so you don't have to do anything except be open to receive it. And at the end of this show, I'm going to give you just some options if you want to learn more about healing and working with angels. I have some fun stuff coming up I want to make sure I mention. All right, so close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Let your whole physical body just relax. And in your mind's eye, I invite you to see a beautiful ocean. And this ocean represents all the possibilities, all the things that you really want at a soul level, at a visceral soul level, and it felt just slightly out of reach, maybe. See yourself walking along this gorgeous beach, and the sand is very warm beneath your feet. And it's sunset. And you're invited to get into a small boat, and this is a very safe boat. This boat represents the container for all that you're manifesting as you leave the safe shore of your comfort zone. And now I'm going to start the healing energy. We send the intention of assisting everyone who is on this call with manifesting, helping you stay open to receive, stay open to giving, and also noticing and following your internal guidance, feeling courageous. And as you swim, some of you may be swimming, like never mind about the boat. If you're swimming, keep swimming. Those of you in the boat, the angels may take the oars, or you can take the oars. It's up to you. And head towards an island that you see in the distance. And this island is the island of possibility. It's the island where those crappy thoughts are just sent back into the depths of the ocean, back to the world of illusion. Island in the distance. You can have anything you want. There's no friends or family or society drumming in your ear telling you you shouldn't want it or you're not good enough to want it. And notice how you feel as you're nearing this island, getting closer and closer. Noticing the sky and if there's any animals, any birds in the sky maybe, any colors that jump out at you. And you make it to the shore, the other side on the island. And you can come out of the boat or come out of the water if you were swimming. And just stand on this island. Just take it all in and notice the lush trees and the fresh air and the sweet smells that surround it. And there's tons of gorgeous fresh fruit. And there's even a hammock waiting for you to sit and really birth your next manifestation. What do you want? Go ahead and say it out loud. And any crappy thoughts that come up when you say it, see them as little gemstones that are being just collected by an angel and thrown back into the ocean, away from this island. Feel every cell in your being receiving what you've asked for, just knowing that it's already in the field or you wouldn't have the desire. Coming back into this time and space in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Take a minute to just open your eyes and focus your energy on something in the room where you are. I wrap up the Reiki energy on my end. May this healing be used for the benefit of everyone who's listening, live or on the replay, and for raising the consciousness of the planet. And so it is. Beautiful. How do you feel? Just take notice of how your body's feeling right now. And for those of you that joined us late, just quickly, I want to give the tips again for manifesting. First is to get clear on what you want, to declare it. Second is to dig a little deeper and see the feeling that you think that thing that you asked for is going to give you. So maybe it's more peace or feeling of luxury or connectedness. And then find a way in your current environment to cultivate that feeling before that thing that you asked for is even in your space. It'll make you more magnetic to it, and also open the channels for the universe to send you nudges through your intuitions and your dreams, through other people, actions that you can take to bring that thing into existence. And finally, acting before you're ready. So taking a leap of faith and putting a demonstration forth of what you want before circumstances align, just like the story I told about the event that I just recently signed up for. Okay, so for those of you that want to learn more about healing, I have an Angel Reiki certification class coming up on September 14th, 5-week course for those of you that really want to learn how to move past physical and emotional challenges, first with yourself, and then you'll learn how to facilitate it with other people. And you don't have to be a quote-unquote healer to take this course. It's for anybody who feels called to deepen their healing abilities and to work with angels. So to find out more about that, I'm going to give you the website. It's Angel Reiki, that's R-E-I-K-I, renewal.com. And you can just check out the program there. I'd love to have you. And if you're not on the newsletter, please sign up. It is free, and I send a tip every Tuesday to help you really up-level your life and trust your intuition. You can find me at DeannaDurrell.com. I just want to take a minute and say thank you again for joining me this evening. Next week, I have a very special guest, Teresa Reed. She is the original tarot lady, and she's going to be sharing all tarot magic with us. I'm so excited. So pencil in your calendars for September 10th. All right, so tonight we have a short show, but have a wonderful night, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.